Recently, the Minister of National Security, Robert Montague, stated that as part of a larger approach to dealing with crime in Jamaica, that his administration was also considering a resumption of hanging. Now, there's been no hanging in Jamaica, I think, for 28 years. One of the reasons why that is that the British Privy Council, which is the final court of appeal for Jamaica, has intervened in several cases and has reversed the death penalty in several cases. Now, as a strong supporter of the rule of law, I'm still on the fence when it comes to hanging, because there have been many, many arguments made that hanging per se has not been a deterrent to violent crime. I don't know whether this is true or not, because it's very difficult to say that it hasn't been a deterrent when we don't know what the crime numbers would be if there were no hanging. Matter of fact, the reverse can be said in Jamaica's case. In the 60s, when there was hanging, the murder rates were significant, 60s and 70s. The murder rate was significantly less. It could also be argued that the gruesome nature of the crimes being committed today is significantly greater than it was back in the 60s. Well, the opposition spokesman on justice and governance, Mark Golding, did not waste any time in coming out against the proposal by the minister. Now, the minister, I hold no brief for him, but the minister did not say he wanted to look at hanging as a panacea or a silver bullet to the crime situation in Jamaica. As far as I understood it, it was a part of a wider approach, and I'm sure that wider approach would include social programs to dealing with crime, upgrading the criminal justice system, including making changes to how the courts function, as well as how our police department, the police department, is equipped, trained, and is allowed to do their job. I would imagine that, even though I don't have a document in front of me, that would substantiate or bear that out. But it's interesting that Mark Golding has come out saying, no, this is not a good idea. And I just wanted to divest Mr. Golding of one of the notions that he has, because he says countries in the world that have abolished the death penalty generally remain the safest with the least number of murders. Now, I don't know what data Mr. Golding is looking at. What I do know, he went on to say, matter of fact, that those states in the United States which retain and apply the death penalty, for example, Texas, are not the states which enjoy the lowest murder rates in the U.S. The active use of the death penalty in Jamaica did not prevent the carnage of murders in 1989, Golding said. Now, that's not true. It's simply not true. For example, Texas, a large state in the United States which retains the death penalty, as does Florida, as does South Carolina, and a couple others, or a few others, those states do not have high homicide rates as, say, a state like New York, New Jersey, where there's no death penalty. I would encourage the senator to go back and look at some other sources, because these are absolutely not true, his statements. But I found it really interesting that the minister went on. He says, violent crime in Jamaica has several root causes, and curbing it requires a solution that addresses those causes. Excuse me. And what makes it a little bit ironic is that Mr. Golding was part of an administration that has been in power, has held power for 32 of the last 44 years. And I just wanted to look at the hypocrisy of Golding's statement. Among the things that are responsible, Golding said, is growth with equity that creates good quality employment opportunities for our people, so that they aren't drawn towards criminal organizations and violent crime. He added that the modernization and strengthening of the justice system, need to be continued, and the implementation of the justice reform program should not be allowed to lose momentum. Now, first of all, having been part of an administration that has held office for such a long time,